100. Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245 grams of magnesium, 300
grams of zinc. Hang on, slow down.
And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution,
oh,
then
right.
You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Well, as we head through the joys of Veganuary and people are more and more switching to a vegan lifestyle or vegan health scenario, maybe we also need to talk about nutritional supplements as well. And why not actually, in the guise of Dennis the Chemist, bring on board Pharma Nord's finest soul in terms of actually addressing these kind of issues and talking about New Year's resolutions and more. Happy 2020, Dennis the Chemist. How are you, sir?
Very happy. New Year to you, sir.
Excellent. Okay, well, Dennis, the floor is now yours for vegans, for vegetarians, for fruitarians, for breatharians, or indeed even for omnivores.
Wow, what an introduction. Well, I heard the phrase in the lady's voice who just spoke, lifestyle. And lifestyle is really summing up what I've been doing in my pharmacy here in Manchester. I've been here over 50 years. Next year, I'm actually 80. And the years have just whizzed by. And as a pharmacist, there are three pharmacists in my shop. Me, Mark and Mo, with a total staff of 10. And we don't do lipsticks. We don't do makeup. We don't do Christmas gifts. We don't do cameras. So what do? We do a lot of prescriptions. We're near five doctors. But we've got over 200 products from all over the world, which we use to help people maintain good health. It's your lifestyle which leads to good health or bad health. And we know over the years that smoking is definitely a no-no. I did have a new knee 6 months ago because for 40 years, I was lifting the heavy cylinders of oxygen up and down the stairs to people's bedrooms, delivering them in my old Ford Cortinas. I used to change these old second-hand cars regularly that I was buying because the weight of the cylinders were doing the suspension in. And I remember one man, I took 8 cylinders of oxygen every week onto the pavement, into the car, drive to his house, put the cylinders onto the pavement, carried them two at a time down to his front door, up the stairs to his bedroom, took all the eight cylinders upstairs. Then I had to bring all the eight empty cylinders downstairs, the reverse system of getting them back to the car, back to the pavement outside the pharmacy, and then into the shop. And that was one man, and I had 14 sets out. So I was lugging all these cylinders to people who smoke. And smoking is probably, along with drinking too much alcohol, is probably one of the worst things that anybody could do. Rolling up leaves from a tobacco plant thousands of miles away, the tobacco plants grow, wrapping them in white paper, giving them names which entice people to think that they're harmless, you know, like Embassy, Rothman, King Size. It's basically setting fire to leaves and breathing in the smoke. And the smoke causes the damage to the lungs, the heart, the circulation, the kidneys, the whole body. Your skin gets wrinkled. And anybody listening, we just heard there's 35,000 people listening to your programs, Alex, on the podcast. And anybody listening who is smoking, I do encourage them to save the your oxygen delivery man, when unfortunately many smokers end up on oxygen. They can get lung cancer, and equally horrible is this COPD. We used to call it emphysema. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary. The word pulmonary is relating to lungs. D is for disease, COPD. And there are millions of people across the world, mainly due to smoking and all the other things that unfortunately we have to breathe in. We're reading that every year, I was reading last week, every year, each person, all of us listening, each person is inhaling from the breakdown products of things like our clothes that we wear, because clothes break down, just like we all shed skin every day, but you don't really see the skin coming off, but you are losing skin, and then you regrow fresh skin. In the same way, when all the clothes that we wear, 65 million people on an island wearing clothes each day and washing the clothes and hanging them out on the line to dry or whatever, then we're each getting, inhaling, two cereal bowl full of microfiber. This is the fiber from the clothes that we wear. And these fibers are so small, they can penetrate your whole body. I was reading that a lady who's pregnant with a child in the womb, that the microfibers can even cross the placenta into the baby in the womb. This is another horrendous story of what we're under attack from. We've got also, we're all trying to be clean, so we're using insecticides, pesticides, cleaning products, all the sprays that we use, sprays to clean your oven, go around the house, you're spraying the surfaces. But when you spray, you are actually inhaling chemicals. And of course, you've got 35 million vehicles on the island called Great Britain. And all those chemicals in the petrol and the diesel fumes, we're inhaling those breakdown. And of course, every one of the 35 million vehicles, buses, lorries, taxis, cars, private cars, they all have tyres, and the tyres are wearing out. And then years ago, and they're still putting them down, or not as much, you don't see the bumps in the road to slow us down, and then everybody brakes. People go quickly, then they brake, then they go quickly, then they brake. So all the 35 million vehicles are braking much more often since the speed bumps were put on our roads. And so we wear out our brake pads much more quickly than we did without the speed bumps, because we weren't braking as much. So all the rubber from the tyres and the brake pads are all becoming minute particles, and we're breathing all that in. So the modern person's body has a lot to put up with. And I've spent the last 50 years in my pharmacy helping people to know what products to take to help alleviate and prevent or treat some of the things, the problems of the side effects, health-wise, of what I've just mentioned. And in the introduction, we heard the name PharmaNord. It's PharmaNord is a health food company in Denmark where they make their health food products to pharmaceutical standards. And this company, PharmaNord, when I heard about them nearly 30 years ago, that as a pharmacist listening that they were making them to pharmaceutical standards, this is vitamins, minerals, trace elements, herbal products. They have a range of about 40 products. They're in your high street pharmacy, they're in your high street or anywhere, health food shops. I know there are many brands on the market of different things, but I, as a pharmacist who relies on high quality medicines, when I'm giving out medicines in my pharmacy, I wonder if this is the right strength. I wonder if it's this. I give it out because I know that in England it's made to pharmaceutical standards. And when I heard that PharmaNord is made to pharmaceutical standards, I did start to promote them on my radio and television broadcast that I've been doing over the last 30 years. So when I'm looking through the newspapers each day and I'm seeing health problems that are arising, it makes my mind link to the PharmaNord range that can help us maintain good health. So I've got a few cuttings here in front of me. The first one is nothing to do with PharmaNord. It's just a little heading which was in the Daily Mail this week. The headline was, 3 cups of tea a week adds a year to your life. Just drinking 3 cups of tea a week adds a year to your life. So intriguingly, we'd read, drinking tea at least 3 times a week could be linked with a longer and healthier life, scientists say. According to research, habitual consumption of tea is associated with lower risks of cardiovascular disease and death. And green tea appears to have even more health benefits than black tea. And it goes on to say, and we know in China there's a billion people, which is 1,000 million people. In England, there's only 65 million people. But in China, there's not 65 million. There's 1,000 million. There's a lot of people. So Chinese doctors have been looking at the records of and following them for years. And they looked at 100,000 people in China who took part in a study over 7 years. They were divided between those drinking tea 3 or more times a week and those who never or rarely drink tea. The research published in the European Journal of, what we're talking about, Preventive Medicine. This was the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. This is a heart journal. This result of looking at these 100,000 people over 7 years, half were drinking tea, as described, and half were hardly ever drinking tea. And they suggested the results that a 50-year-old habitual tea drinker would live 1.26 years longer than someone who never or seldom drinks tea. It suggests that tea drinkers had a 22% lower risk of fatal heart disease and strokes, and a 15% decreased risk of all-cause death. The author, Dr. Xinyan Wang, said, "The favorable health effects are the most robust for green tea and for long-term habitual tea drinkers." Now, that was in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. So this work from China is now being spread across the world. This is the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. And where it said you get a 22% lower risk of fatal heart disease and stroke, and a 15% decreased risk of all-cause death, I can relate that wonderful news to two of Pharma Nord's amazing products. The first one, and it especially applies, listeners, to you listeners here in Great Britain, because you listeners here in Great Britain are all very low in a mineral, the world's rarest mineral, called selenium. I've spoken about selenium on Alex's programs many, many times over the years that he's been kind enough to invite me onto his brilliant shows, dissipating all this knowledge about health, etc. And this mineral, selenium, you listeners in Great Britain, we have got the lowest levels. When the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw. The soil in Great Britain has the lowest levels of the world's rarest mineral, the one called selenium. We have the lowest levels in the world as a country. And we have the very high breast cancer, one woman in eight. We have very high prostate cancer, one man in eight. A man dies from prostate cancer statistically about every 47 minutes in Great Britain. And we have a lot of heart problem. We have a lot of angina. We have a lot of infertility. A lot of people have to resort to IVF. We have a lot of diabetics getting cataracts. And we have a lot of non-diabetics getting cataracts. And so I got a book 38 years ago by a Dr. Richard Passwater, good name for a doctor, Dr. Passwater. And he'd researched selenium and wrote this book with 16 chapters, alluding to all the points that I just said, that there was a straight line graph showing 19 countries, and this graph was plotting the levels of breast cancer across the world in relationship to the levels of selenium in the soil. And it was a straight line graph showing that as the levels of selenium were higher in some countries, then the levels of breast cancer were lower. And that was the link with selenium. And all those other things I mentioned, cataracts, infertility, arthritis, that selenium is needed to make 25 pathways in your body. And if you haven't got any socks, you can't pull them up, that old saying. And if you haven't got any selenium, it's very hard to make the 25 pathways. You listeners are only getting, on average, through your food and drinking water here in Great Britain, you're only getting 31 micrograms of selenium a day. To make the 25 selenium protein pathway that you need to make. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. Selenium S protects your skin. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And all you ladies, mainly ladies, who've got an underactive thyroid, where you tend to be overweight, you tend to be tired, you may be depressed, and when you get diagnosed that, yes, you've got an underactive thyroid. In fact, one common name used for a lot of women where it's from an autoimmune situation where, unfortunately, the body, your own body, attacks itself by mistake is called Hashimoto's disease. and these people have to have a little white tablets each day made from thyroxin because their thyroid gland isn't making enough thyroxin. So you get a supplement of thyroxin. But that supplement, thyroxin, in the hospitals is called T4. And you have to convert it in your body to the active form called T3. And there's a long word substance made from selenium, which I've learnt off by heart, hopefully to impress you. And this long name word, and you'll hear in the word selenium, you'll also hear the name iodine, and the word is selenoiodothyronine-deiodinase. Selenoiodothyronine-deiodinase. And that's the substance, listeners, that you need to convert your own thyroxin that you're making, or if you've got an underactive thyroid, the little white tablets of thyroxin that your doctor prescribed and pharmacists like myself give out on prescription every month, 12,000 chemist shops, and each shop, say, has got, you know, 50, 60 ladies, mainly ladies, on thyroxin. And if you multiply 12,000 by 60, that is a very large number of people getting their prescriptions each year of thyroxin. But to be converted, that little white tablet's called T4 in the hospitals, thyroxin, T4, that has to be converted to the active form T3. And to do the conversion, you need selenium. But Great Britain's got the lowest selenium in the world through the food chain. So I've been selling selenium to people on thyroxin for over 30 years. And they tell you after 3 months that they're feeling much better compared to how they were just taking their medicine, thyroxin, without taking the supplements of selenium. And when they add the supplement of selenium, and of course they're taking the thyroxin, it's now converted from the T4 into the active T3. And the ladies, mainly ladies, they tell me they've lost weight, they feel less depressed, and they definitely feel less tired. So that's one of the products which I've picked up over the years from the Pharmanord range. But the amazing thing was when they sent me to Sweden to hear the result of another trial, which was one of their other products, Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. What a mouthful. That long name, Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule, is a substance called Q10 that's found in food. It's made in every cell in your body. Most of your Q10 is made in your liver. And as you get past 20, your liver makes less Q10. And this substance, Q10, is amazing substance. It gives you your energy. It joins the food in your mouth with the oxygen up your nose. When the food and the oxygen arrive in every cell in your body, then you've got your energy. Because in every cell in your body, you've got little engines. You can see them under the microscope called mitochondria, and you have up to 5,000 in every cell, and you've got 30 trillion cells. So you've got a lot of mitochondria, 30 trillion multiplied by 5,000, and that's where your food and your oxygen end up, joined together by the Q10 to give you your energy. It's a molecule called ATP. I know you've heard all of water is H2O, and I know you knew oxygen is O2, but the energy molecule is ATP. So in Sweden, they gave elderly people aged 70 to 88 two capsules of the Q10 bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram, which you can buy in your pharmacy and health food stores. This is the brand, the Pharmanaut 1, bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram, because that's the one which is made to pharmaceutical standards. And they gave them one tablet, which cost about 10 pence a day, of Bio Seleno Precise, the precise amount of selenium that you need in Great Britain to add to the lousy 31 micrograms you're getting from our food. And this 200 strength, 200 plus 31, gives you a decent amount of selenium. And these elderly people who were on two Q10 capsules and one tablet of Bio Seleno Precise, they were aged 70 to 88. And over 5 years, the death rate from dying of a heart attack, at like with tea drinking, that dropped heart attacks by 22%. Well, taking two of the Pharmanaut Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal, and one tablet of Bio Seleno Precise, the death rate in those taking the real ones compared to those taking the dummy ones, the ones we call placebo, and the people were 70 to 88, and they were followed for 5 years, the death rate from dying of a heart attack didn't drop 22%, which is wonderful when you're drinking tea. It dropped 54%, the death rate from dying of a heart attack, which one person in three, statistically, dies of a heart attack. Unfortunately, everybody dies, and statistically, one person in three dies of a heart attack.
Well, there we have it, Dennis. That once again wraps up our particular session for the 1st of January. He is still continuing to go. Dennis, we will have to lose you once again, because another awesome Dennis the Chemist mini-session has actually just wrapped up. Dennis, we thank you. We salute you. He'll be back again without fail in the next 7 days, or maybe even fortnight. And you can also listen again to DennisTheChemist.com for the website, or indeed on Southside Broadcasting's Dennis the Chemist specialised page.